This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend. It always helps to start a Friday with little sun after we had some waves of rain and even wet snow overnight and very early this morning. About a high of 50. We do have some cold weather. It's going to come in to start March tomorrow, but mark March on your calendars in the future. I'll tell you why here in just a minute. We welcome the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, who's very much been in the news, Jeremy Waltrip. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you had a big meeting and a kind of a revelation on Wednesday about the future and what the plans are for the next few years. And I know you're excited about this. And I know people are hoping that we're able to reimagine the city and look forward. So some of the highlights, I mentioned March. There's going to be a special March in the future, too.
Yeah, we are introducing a new big program for us. We're calling it the thaw. I think we're all ready for winter to end, and we know that, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs here. So we're going to try and embrace the cold weather while hopefully welcoming some warm days. It's going to be three weekends of activities in Market Square, beginning next weekend, March 8th, and then going through the 23rd. I don't know if you were in Market Square during Oktoberfest. We had this beautiful big tent. Well, we're going to be bringing that back. Have a bar, small stage. It's going to have a little après-ski vibe going on there. And we're going to welcome a lot of live music. We're going to heat this thing so you don't have to worry about being too cold. But it's just a good way to get folks into the city to celebrate. Of course, we're going to be having a little thing we like to celebrate down here called St. Patrick's Day right in the middle.
Aye.
So it's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
Yeah, I would imagine. A lot of people over the years, Market Square has been just the focal point because it's the marketplace that it has been for a couple of centuries plus, right?
Yeah. You know, 3.1 million people visited Market Square last year.
What?
It is. I mean, I like to say this. Of course, I like to say this. This is, I think, the most important public space in the region. That's why we care so much about it. That's why, you know, this is the last big party that we're throwing in there, and then we're getting ready to shepherd about $15 million being reinvested in this space. All new infrastructure. We're doubling the size of the outdoor dining for the restaurants that are out there. We are really enhancing Market Street, that little street between kind of the Fairmont Hotel and the square itself. It is going to be absolutely beautiful. And this is part, you know, of that $600 million announcement that Governor Shapiro, Allegheny County Executive Enamorado, Mayor Ganey mentioned back in the fall. We are putting that talk into action and that action into impact. So yeah, we hope folks come down and we hope you get excited about this.
And when will that renovation of Market Square begin and when will it be done?
It starts April 1st. So
so it's coming.
No, I mean the designs are approved. We're finaling up some bid documents now, and it will be done by the draft, so April 26th. You know, all the restaurants are going to be open there. And we're still going to be doing some things kind of around the edges. We can't help ourselves. You're going to see some events popping up in PPG Plaza that maybe we're in Market Square on a regular basis. So, you know, it's still going to have some activity. There's just going to be a little dust around there.
Yeah, Jeremy, how long have you been president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership?
13 years. I moved here from Brooklyn in 2011. And, yeah, I couldn't be happier. I've raised three kids here now. Like, I have my son started here, starting in kindergarten. He's now a freshman in college. And,
wow.
And I have a daughter who was born about 2 weeks after we got here. So she's very easy for me to remember how long I've been here. I'm like, how old is she? 13? All right, 13 years.
Well, that said, you've seen the ebb and flow of trying the challenges that have come with the city. Really, with the COVID, it really pushed it into another dimension. And then you've heard all the criticism about trying to get people back downtown and feeling safe. Obviously, this is a part of that strategy.
Yeah, it's so... You know, I think we have never before seen from the governor's office to our regional leadership, the business philanthropic community, our local elected officials, we are all kind of putting our investments in making sure that downtown's clean, safe, welcoming, vibrant, active. And then we're also focusing on like, well, what do we want the city to be like in 10 years from now? What does it need to be for this region 25 years from now? Because downtowns have changed. We brought some leaders in from three cities around the country who were dealing with kind of similar questions and challenges and opportunities. And you know, it's resounding for us to know that this collective effort is committing resources. It's not just talk. We're actually out there getting work done. So yeah, I couldn't be more bullish about this. But you're right. I saw the downtown in the 2010s, you know, where we were just welcoming dozens of restaurants a year, our residential population grew. It's like, okay, what do we need to do now to have that happen again? How do we take that 7,000? It grew from 3,000 to 7,000. Now we want to go from 7,000 to 15,000 residents. How do we get there? You know, you can't just wish it to happen. You have to actually get to work and understand the economics of these deals. Where public and private partnerships can come together to make it happen.
I'm curious, what was the reaction when you bring your contemporaries into Pittsburgh and you give them the nickel tour of downtown in the region? What is their reaction?
I mean, this city's beautiful, right? The architecture downtown, this tight in streetscape, it's super walkable. They love it. I mean, and they say, but we're also talking about our challenges. Like, we want more vibrant streets. We want more retail. That's why we brought a colleague of ours from Baltimore. She has done a fantastic job of supporting local retailers in Baltimore. A lot of these businesses maybe had second locations in the or locations in the suburbs, and they opened up a second location in downtown Pittsburgh. We want to learn from them. We want to hear what their successes have been and how we can rip off and duplicate. That's our favorite thing to do is R&D. That's our R&D. We rip off and duplicate.
All right, it's coming, the big thaw next month. Which,
the big thaw.
Yeah, and next weekend we get to change the clocks. While we lose an hour of sleep, we gain that hour late in the day, which into the evening makes, to me, an emotional, mental difference. It kind of really signals spring, right?
I agree. And, you know, we're going to have an 18-foot ice luge in Market Square next week. So, you know, all those details, downtownpittsburgh.com. You can find all you want to know about this great event. We hope you come down. You know, it's just for kids, but maybe we'll make an exception for you.
Jeremy, thank you. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. President, CEO of Pittsburgh's Downtown Partnership, Jeremy Waltrip on the Big K Morning Show. Tell him you heard it first. He's actively participating in this. I'm just saying. Let's just leave it at that. I don't want to cause consternation for the weekend. Locally, let's put it that way. If you know someone who's in need of a heating system for their home, McVay Plumbing and Heating and Cooling is donating a full house gas heating system to a family in need, and today is the final day to nominate a deserving family. So somebody in your life who you know needs help, today's the day. Go to kdkradio.com, and we appreciate, and we've gotten a number of really heartfelt nominations, and it's good to see, and we appreciate it. Hollywood, we mentioned the 97th Annual Academy Awards Sunday night, and every year they recognize in memoriam those who have passed, and I know certainly Gene Hackman will be part of that. Very uncomfortable with what transpired just a couple of days ago for the 95-year-old movie legend. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest.
I think we just found one deceased person inside a house.
As the investigation continues at the mountaintop home of actor Gene Hackman, authorities have more questions than answers.
It's not normal to find two people deceased in a residence. That's concerning. And then there was also a dog that was in a kennel that was also found deceased.
On Wednesday afternoon, the actor's body was found, along with the body of his 64-year-old wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog.
Is the patient a male or a female?
A female and a male, probably. I don't know, sir. Just send somebody up here real quick.
Officials said they may have been dead for some time. There were no signs of a gas or carbon monoxide leak, and no obvious signs of foul were found scattered near Arakawa.
I think the autopsy is going to be key, and the toxicology.
It was a great fun experience.
Hackman was a Hollywood mainstay for 5 decades, and there's been an outpouring of tributes to the Oscar winner on social media from co-stars and collaborators, including Francis Ford Coppola. The prolific filmmaker directed Hackman in the 1974 thriller The Conjuring, calling the actor magnificent in his work and complexity.
Don't sell that cow.
Hackman first made a name for himself in the 1967 film Bonnie and Clyde, winning a Best Supporting Actor nomination. His first Academy Award came in 1972 for his portrayal of Jimmy Popeye, a hard-edged New York City cop in the playing the criminal mastermind Lex Luthor in 3 Superman films, a coach with a checkered past in the classic Hoosiers, and a right-wing senator forced to dress in drag in The Birdcage. In 2000, he downplayed CBS's Martha Teichner.
I feel that in some ways that my efforts at being an actor are so all instinctive, and that I hadn't really maybe paid my dues in terms of my contribution.
But many are now honoring Hackman's lifetime of contributions to cinema. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News.
And we'll continue to follow that story. Obviously, tragic circumstances, but Aaron, it's like a puzzle. It just didn't make sense from the beginning.
Right.
When they said,
we saw them out.
Hackman, his wife, Betsy, and their dog were found. Then there was an incorrect report that they were seen in public, which
right.
obviously turned out to be
impossible.
Untrue.
Right.
With his wife's hands and feet being mummified, found in a bathroom next to a orange pill bottle that had spilled or been dropped. And then, but the dog, and then they said there was no obvious sign of carbon monoxide poisoning. But if you were dead that long that you're mummified.
Right. It's strange.
Yeah.
And it'll be so interesting, like the report said, to see what comes back autopsy, because, you know, just like many other things that have happened recently within the past few months, it's like a TV show. It doesn't make sense. It's so weird. True crime, really.
Yeah, and by the way, Gene Hackman, with his previous wife, had 1 son and 2 daughters. So they're, you know, he has biological family out there. 95, but 50 years of making films. What an incredible talent, though. When you look at his filmography list, he could do anything. Comedy, he could do romance, he could be the bad guy.
And I love that the origin,
the hero
of all his hard work was doubt.
Yep.
From classmates and teachers.
Was voted least likely to achieve, least likely for success in the industry. And he used that as motivation. And you heard that last clip of him saying, you know, he never felt like he had gotten to where he wanted to be. This is the Big K Morning Show, wrapping up February and the week, getting ready for March. And don't forget, next Sunday, you get to change the clocks. Now, you lose an hour of sleep, but I love the fact that you gain that extra hour of daylight in the evening. Makes a big difference. And it feels like spring is coming. And also back, KDK TV's Heather Abraham, Pittsburgh Today Live, PTL, and she joins us this morning. Heather, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Larry. It's so good to hear from you.
A lot of people, they seen you on TV again. They're like, Heather's back. How's she doing? So I thought, well, let's just ask Heather how you doing.
Oh, I feel amazing. You know, I did not keep it a secret why I was going on medical leave. I was very outspoken in hopes that I could find a new community in it all, and I did. My hysterectomy was in early January, and I truly feel like I have my life back. It had been years of ongoing issues, and so I feel wonderful, and I feel like I am surrounded by this new group, this new community. Larry, did you know that there's a group called Hyster Sisters?
I did not until you. Actually, you're the one that brought it to my attention. And right. I applaud you for that, for being out there, because it will help and has helped other women who are dealing with this. And it's, you know, for many years, that's a subject you just didn't talk about.
Right. Yeah, it's very hush-hush, but I just feel like we all have bodies. there's really no shame. There's no shame in it all, you know, and I think that we can kind of hide behind the privacy of it, but there's no reason to do it. So I felt like being outward about why I was going to be off, and you know, so I think it's been a really beautiful thing to be in touch with so many other women who have gone through it, and husbands who have reached out, who have watched their wives go through it. It's been really special.
And since that, has it gone very well, and you say you feel great, I'm sure, though, being so active on television, you were probably chomping to get back on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know who was the most excited? My husband.
Frank!
I delegated everything. He painted every room on our first floor. I had him building bookshelves. He redid my office. Like, he was so busy with all of the tasks that I couldn't physically do because I was under strict restrictions about what I could and couldn't do. So I put him to work, and he was like, this is going to be great. This is going to be great for everybody.
And for those that don't know, Heather's husband is a city firefighter, and you have three kids. And how the kids handle mom being around so much?
They loved it. It was interesting because the first day when it's an outpatient surgery, believe it or not. So the first day I got home, my youngest was so tender and sweet, and he was bringing me like his stuffed animals and a blanket and being so kind and sweet. That ended the next day. They were like, can you get me snacks? Can you get me this? So they quickly put me to work in ways that I could.
All right. That said, now that you're back in the air chair, what excites you most about what's coming in March?
Well, we're really pumped for Pittsburgh Today Live. We're going to be at the Home and Garden Show next week. And I have to give a shout out to both of the crews and my extended family of Pittsburgh Today Live and Talk Pittsburgh, our afternoon show, because they both welcomed me back with such wonderful shows on Monday, full of coffee and cinnamon rolls and surprises. And we quickly got to work to start planning some fun things that are happening the rest of the spring and into the summer months. And the Home and Garden Show is going to be our first live show that we're doing of the new year. So I'm excited for that.
Well, wait a minute. You just got your husband to do all this stuff. You don't need all this home and garden.
Or do I,
yeah,
Larry?
Well, you know what happens when you go to those events, that you realize, oh my, it's like when you go to one of the big box stores like a Lowe's or Home Depot and you see all this stuff you think you never thought of and now all of a sudden you need, right?
Well, here's the thing, Larry. He has proved how efficient he is at getting these things done. So I just feel like if he can do it, let's do some more.
I'm sure he doesn't like the way you think when it comes to that. Anyway, well, it's so good that you're back on TV. And when Aaron, our producer, and I saw you Monday and heard the news that you were coming back, just wanted to reach out because people had asked, hey, how's Heather? They think we work in the same building. And we used to for many years, but KDKA TV and radio are in two different places. TV is downtown in Gateway 1 in the Triangle there, and our radio group is on top of the hill here in Greentree. So we don't really get to see you face-to-face very often, but people just assume I bump into you in the hallway.
Well, how unfortunate for us, because I wish you were right here so I could see you every day.
Well, we have this new technology in radio. We're streaming, Heather, where they make us be on camera, too, so we can't get away from it. Anyway.
I love that.
All right. Well, good luck. Welcome back, and have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry. Thanks for including me in your show.
You got it. Heather Abraham from Pittsburgh Today Live, PTL. They do a great job, David Highfield and her. And, yeah, Aaron, the Home and Garden Show is coming up in Pittsburgh, but there's one in the South Hills in Cool Springs we're going to tell you about next hour, too. Do you ever go to any of these shows?
I haven't, but I feel like it's time. You know why?
Oh, you and your husband are new homeowners.
We are.
First-timers.
Yes, and I feel like I'm starting to settle into it where I'm like, oh my gosh, we can do anything to this space.
Well, not so fast.
I'm like, yeah, because once I tap in, maybe hard to backpedal.
Yeah, it's actually, those shows are great. You know, you get to get out, do something, and all of a sudden you're thinking about the stuff you want to do.
Right.